Fruit, A Cosmic Story by James N. Arrington. Part 4, Into the Wild, To Know Joy. We hide in fear as our names are called. Guilty, naked, seeking cover, we gather large leaves to use as shields. Who told you that you were naked? We ate that fruit, now we understand. We accept that there was no other way. With eyes opened wide and innocence set aside, we begin to pursue experience, understanding, and growth. The great ones look upon us with kind compassion. Change, death, separation must come. We must leave this garden and experience the wild. We will multiply and we will labor. Together, family, the land to be cursed. But all these changes are for our sake. Pain, loss, burden, opposition, adversity, and trial bring experience, growth, compassion, and love. These are the fruits you offer. Bright ones come to guard the first tree. Huge, fiery, protecting the way. We must not eat the fruit of that tree, yet. Bright ones then lead us gently down into water, cleansed, a new beginning, promises made, oil from the first tree used to bind us, to you. These messengers speak of a day when the Great One, your Son, will come to bring us home and heal us. Wool is carefully woven and stitched into coverings, a new skin, special, protective, to cover us and remind us of your greatness. Messengers come often to teach us all things. Clothing, tools, ways to get food, shelter, protection, weather, and seasons. These messengers teach us how to care for one another in this wild new world we are entering. Having eaten the fruit, we now know how to multiply. Twain, now one. A seed conceives. The pain of growth begins for this mother tree. With forged tools, we turn the earth, planting, watering, tending with care, just like we had been taught back in the garden. Our lives now depend upon the sweat we pour into creating food. We bring forth the first of our seed, water, blood, and spirit. She sacrifices greatly as the mother of all living. A magnifying joy fills us as we hold these little ones. Potential, possibility, and hope. Our minds fill with dreams for what is to come. Memory stirs. Many more of these little ones must join us in the wild. Precious fruit from your tree. We often hear your voice coming from the garden. Counsel, commendation, loving guidance, preparing us against the pain of what is to come. Hours turn into days, turn into years, turn into decades. Children, family, working together. Growth and experience are slow but steady friends. We teach all things, everything we've learned. We keep your words carefully in a book to remember. Then we are knocked off our feet. Anguish, confusion. How has this happened? Our dear beloved shepherd boy has been slain. We ache and yearn for this sting to be taken. Our loss too great. Perhaps growth comes at too great a cost. We were not prepared for this level of pain, loss, grief, and sorrow. This is more than we can bear. So this is death. A messenger comes offering comfort amidst despair. Peace, hope, a future sacrifice, a generous act from one full of grace and truth. Why do you offer sacrifices, we're asked? We don't know. We were commanded by them. This points to that great day, all wounds to be mended. The slain firstlings of our flock point to a great restoring sacrifice to be made on our behalf. Our firstling will be restored. Many of our children scatter, and all is undone, for gain, to possess, to have more. They take from and injure one another to get. Having more, they think they are more. Food, tools, clothing. They divide from us so they don't have to share. Setting hearts on things, they set at naught your counsel, and they won't have you as their guide. So this is separation. Even still, our seed grows and divides. Once few, now many. Ever growing, each branch dividing, each leaf wanting to be known. They act in peculiar ways to make a name, for honor, to be liked, to be distinct. They hurt, dress, and mark themselves to be seen by others. Somehow, if we are valued less, they think they will be treasured more. But we love them all. They are all our treasures. They invite pleasure in great measure, for fun, for delight, to be merry, gratifying foolish charms at others' expense. Ever-increasing pleasantries bring dullness, discontent, craving, diminished gratification. Want cannot seem to ever be fully satisfied. They grow silly, soft, and weak as they give their days to pleasure, leaving them broken, bruised, and alone, forever searching to fill a void. Others honor promises to serve you and your counsels. Share, replenish, work together, and find joy in serving one another through struggle. They follow your counsels as recorded in the book. Be one, multiply, treasure each other. No thing, no station, and no pleasure is greater. We grow rich in love as we mourn together, comfort one another, and bear one another's burdens. We have found joy. Blessed be your name, great shepherds of our family. Your love, ever-giving, full of compassion. Our eyes are opened, and in this life we've known joy. If we hadn't partaken of that tree's fruit, no seed, no good, no difficulty, and no joy in regaining what was lost. We'll forever bless your name and make these things known to all our daughters and all our sons. We have found peace. Over time, our bodies grow weak and our hair white, withering, weakening, faltering. We offer blessings as our time draws near at hand. Our children now care for all our needs, honoring, helping, feeding. We have become like infants and they our parents. Roles reverse as our bodies slowly prepare to return to you, to re-enter your light. An explosion of love. Our spirits and minds are immersed in light, healed, renewed, strength returns, memory of former eons and every loss restored. Surrounded by all we cherish, all who are light, a crown, a kingdom of loved ones, will flow unto us without compulsory means forever. With experience, we have learned the power of growth through shared difficulty. It is good, and henceforth, we will share this fruit. I hope you enjoyed part 4 of Fruit, A Cosmic Story, Into the Wild. To know joy. And I hope it has evoked some interesting thoughts.
I invite you to consider visiting cosmic-fruit.com, where you can purchase a hard copy of the book, find spoilers, Easter eggs, and behind-the-scenes nuggets that'll make your experience of Fruit even more delightful. I welcome questions and insights you may have to share. Thank you for listening, and remember to always treasure one another.
Beloved parents, give us of your fruits, we pray. Give us sorrow, that we might have compassion. Burden, that we might have strength. Trial, that we might grow. Loss, that we might have gratitude. Life, that we might gain experience. And grant us one another, we pray, that we might share love everlasting. Amen.